message.
Let's talk about mental health. Everyone throws the term around like confetti these days. Mental health awareness. Prioritize your mental health. Mental health matters. And it does matter. But here's my question. What does it actually mean to be mentally healthy? Is it a condition? A process? A certificate you get after meditating for 10 hours straight? What is it? Well, first, let's bust a myth. Being mentally healthy does not mean that you're happy all the time. Nobody is walking around like they're living in a Disney movie, singing to squirrels, and smiling through traffic jams. If you are expecting endless joy, you're not mentally healthy, you're delusional. So, what is it exactly? Being mentally healthy means knowing how to roll with the punches. It's about resilience, self-awareness, and let's be real, occasionally crying in your car because life happens. Mental health is less about feeling perfect and more about being okay with being a little messy. Step one, embrace the chaos. Life is unpredictable. God knows we know that. You might spill coffee on your shirt before a meeting or have a 3-hour existential crisis because your Wi-Fi went out. Mental health doesn't mean avoiding stress. It means accepting that chaos is inevitable. Say it with me. It's fine. I'm fine. Everything is fine. Bonus points if you say it while eating ice cream straight out of the carton. Step two, take care of the basics. Look, I'm not saying you need to become a wellness guru with green juices and sunrise yoga, but being mentally healthy begins with the basics. Sleep, eat, and hydrate. You cannot fight your inner demons if you're running on 3 hours of sleep and potato chips. Even demons respect an 8-hour night and a good breakfast. Step three, laugh at yourself. Humor is mental health's best friend. Forget someone's name mid-conversation? Tripped over your own feet in public? Laugh it off. Taking yourself too seriously is a one-way ticket to anxiety town. Remember, everyone is just as weird and clueless as you are. They're just better at hiding it, maybe. Step four, set boundaries. Now here's a hot take. Saying no is a form of self-care. You don't have to attend every party, take every phone call, or help every neighbor move their couch. Mentally healthy people know their limits and they respect them. It's not selfish, it's survival. Step five, ask for help. And finally, the big one. Being mentally healthy does not mean doing it all alone. Therapy, friends, a dog who listens without judgment, these are tools, not crutches. Even Batman had Alfred, okay? So is mental health a condition, a process, or a result? The answer is yes, it's all of the above. It's something that we work at, that we adapt to, and we keep improving on. Some days we're gonna feel like we've got it all figured out, and other days we'll eat cereal for dinner and call that a win. And that's okay, because being mentally healthy is not about perfection. It's about progress. One step, one laugh, one boundary at a time. So go ahead, embrace the mess. You're doing it much better than you think.